Listen to a conversation between two students.
Hey, Steve. Are you ready for classes to start?
Not really. There's still a big conflict in my course schedule.
What's wrong?
This is my last semester, and I've still got two required courses left to take in order to finish my literature degree.
Okay.
I have to take both History of the Novel and Shakespeare, or I can't graduate. Problem is, the two courses meet at the same time.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do?
Well, I talked to the professor who's going to teach Shakespeare. He said I could do an independent study to fulfill that requirement.
How would that work?
I'd read the assigned texts on my own, do all the same assignments, and meet with him when I need to, if I have any questions.
Well, that sounds like a good way to fulfill the requirement.
Yeah, plus it'd be nice to have one-on-one discussions with the professor. It's just that, well, working on my own like that, I'm kind of concerned I won't be able to motivate myself to get the work done on time. It's easy to put things off when it's not an actual class, you know?
Yeah. Are there other options?
Yeah. I found out that the Shakespeare class is being offered at another university about a half an hour from here. That university has a really great literature program, and our university will accept their credits, so...
That's an idea.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be a good class, and it'd fulfill the requirement. Only thing is, you know, I'd have to drive a half an hour to get to the class and a half an hour to come back, three times a week. That's a lot of time and gas money.
Briefly summarize the problem the speakers are discussing. Then state which solution you would recommend. Explain the reasons for your recommendation.